The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Might have a little Rockets talk today. We'll have a little football talk, a little gambling talk, a little camel talk. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number. It's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah, more sports than stuff, I would think. About 60-40. But I asked Barry Laminack, who does the show before us, to hang around for a few minutes because I want to make sure he knows what he's getting himself into.
I got to thank you for welcoming me to the show, AJ. No, I don't, to answer your question.
Okay, because next Friday, which I'm very excited about, live racing returns to Sam Houston. We'll be doing the Blitz Live 4 to 7, and then I'll be doing an appearance from 7 to 9. But the best appearance is going to be Barry Laminack at the Camel Races. And no one really told you exactly what this was like, did they?
So, Jong told me that he almost died.
Nads were sore for a month.
Yeah. Oh, a month. No, he didn't tell me that.
It was for a while.
So, I knew I should be worried at the point when he said, "Have you already bought a helmet?" And I was like, "What? Why would? It's just a camel. Why would I ride a
helmet?" Oh, you need a helmet.
Like, you're serious.
Yeah, because you're going to be in the starting gate. If one of those knuckleheads freaks out and jumps and bashes your skull, yeah, you need a helmet.
Why are we talking skull bashing sore nads?
Listen, I'm happy you're doing this. I'm glad.
I think for the wrong reasons you guys are happy that I'm doing this.
I don't want anything bad to happen to you. Not too bad. I mean, if you fell off, that'd be kind of funny.
Okay, thanks.
You know, twist an ankle. Nothing serious. I don't want your head bashed, though. That's why I'm telling you to get a helmet.
I can't believe I have to wear a helmet to ride a camel.
Yeah, you do. These things they're knuckleheads.
Yeah, that's what, I think it was Jung that was telling me that when the bell goes off and the gate opens, that they'll buck.
Yeah.
That they rear up like a horse almost.
Well, and if they do that and you're in the starting gate, guess what happens?
You hit your head on the...
Your head gets mashed and you die. And we don't want you to die.
Whoa. You're throwing around the word "we" really loosely.
Okay,
here.
Sorry. Fine. If you just want Joel to do the show before us by himself, AJ?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
I don't care about the show before us.
I know, like Jong said, that it gets a little crazy at the start. But I don't know if it was him or Nick was saying you can't control them. And that worried me a little bit.
It's, you can, but sometimes they have a mind of their own. And they'll just kind of, they're trained. They're supposed to run right.
They're supposed to run
right.
But
they rarely
do. Feel better.
They rarely do. So I'm going to wish you all the best in this.
I decided, though, as a team player for Gal Media, I'm going to wear a GoPro.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'll be awesome.
On my chest. But I'm also going to take my phone, because Jung said there was like a metal bar, which is what the year that Anson Ainsworth busted his face open. He hit his head on that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Anson. No, he's not dead. He's just not here anymore. So if there's a bar there, I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear a GoPro on my chest. But I'm also going to strap my phone to the bar so that it records my face riding the camel.
See.
And I'm going to Facebook Live that.
Now I'm going to, well, don't just Facebook. I want it recorded because I want to put that on SportsMap, because if something goes awry.
We have proof for my lawyer?
No, we'll get a lot of hits.
Yeah, thanks.
That would go viral.
radio talk show host dies on camera.
Well, no, don't die. I don't want you to die, but I mean, falling off would be okay.
Yeah.
You know, that would be all right. Bashing.
Has anyone fallen off yet?
Yes.
Jong, did you not see the picture of Jong hanging on the side?
He almost fell off, but I'm talking about like falling all the way to the ground.
Somebody has fallen off.
No, really? Good. I didn't think that was possible. I thought it was like a cage.
Oh, it's possible.
I thought there was a cage around the camera.
It's hard. There's not a cage, but the way you're on there, you're kind of leaning forward and your legs are because you can't put you in a cage because what if the camel falls down? Then you're a dead man.
Okay. But I would like a roll cage with a camel. That'd be nice. Has the camels ever like run into each other and stumbled?
Yes, last year I saw two of them bang into each other. Yeah.
So why are you telling me this?
I'm telling you this because you need to be prepared.
You're really making me not want
to
do this.
Why did you decide to do this? They asked me this long ago and I had an instant no. Why would I do that?
Because I'm a team player, AJ. And if it...
You know what you are? You're an attention whore.
No,
and
because
yes, you are.
No. It's okay, though. It's okay to be an attention
whore. It is. He's like J.J. Watt. He's like, the shine's got to be on me.
He's thirsty.
Everybody, hey!
Yeah, because what I said is, when I got hired, I was like, as long as you send me to everything that could possibly kill me so that I get attention, I'm in. I'll do this whole radio thing. But by the way, I think anyone in radio has a little bit of an attention whore in them.
Oh, everybody has a little bit. I think you just have a lot.
No. Christina said, hey, will you do this? And I thought, well, if she's coming to me, she's already asked everybody else. Because I'm usually the last person that they ask for anything around here.
And you didn't take that as a sign as to like...
Like I said, what happens then is, do we lose a sponsor? Or do we lose... Does the station lose? Now we're not there and they go out and get some other whack sports talk station to replace
us?
To
let one of their guys get hurt? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, not that it wouldn't bother me to see Josh Ennis fall off a camel.
Oh, there's...
But, I was like, no, I mean, if no one else will do it, I'll do it. I wasn't scared until now.
Now you're scared?
I am a little frightened.
Well, we're just looking out for you, man. You know, I don't want you to die.
I would back out if I were you.
Don't back out. It's too late now. You've already committed.
Not me. I'd be out of there.
That's like... Marrying the daughter of a mafia don, once you've committed to that,
I'm in.
You better go through. Because if you don't, you're going to wind up at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico.
I did know that I was in trouble when Jong said, yeah, you get whatever you want, and they make you sign a waiver. I was like, oh hell.
Yeah.
If there's waivers involved, it's dangerous.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, I'll just sue him if I get hurt.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I mean, I'll have some sort of money coming to me. Yeah.
No, this is one of my biggest clients. You're not allowed to sue them.
If you get hurt.
See? So it's one of your biggest clients, which, again, is why I decided to do it.
I appreciate that.
If you get hurt, there's only one road you can take to get any justice, and it's to get super drunk and maybe have your wife get drunk, yell at the people at Sam Houston Race Park that you want...
I'm suing?
Yeah, you want to be taken care of for your injuries.
Uh-huh.
And then lose your job. That's the only way to get back. That's the only way to get back. And you know,
oh boy.
That's the only way to get get value.
I feel like this is actually it's come full circle because I probably wouldn't even be here today if that hadn't happened.
No, he would have blown it some other way.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
But you know what though? Actually. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be rooting for you. We'll be taking bets on you upstairs.
Oh, my God, no.
And then after the race, come have some 50-cent beer with us.
Oh, I'm down for that. I'll probably need it.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
But no, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But for the most part, if it doesn't, if the thing just comes out and lopes, you're fine.
Well, this is the blitz. What are the odds that the thing comes out and lopes?
70%.
Oh, okay. I like my odds then.
Yeah.
There's only a 30% chance of death. I'm in.
But no, the guy there will teach you what to do, and if the thing's acting crazy, you can stop them. They're not.
Are you sure? You didn't seem very confident when you said you can stop them. You kind of just threw that in to make me feel better.
No, I've seen them stopped. Believe me. Of course, sometimes they stop when the guy falls off, but that's a different story. Hey, one other thing. I love this weight loss challenge you guys are doing. That's very cool.
Thanks, man. We're excited about that. Yeah, it just kind of happened organically, and it's a way to give back.
Give back.
Yeah. Get people motivated to lose weight. And they're winning stuff. Why are you laughing again?
Joel texting me and calling me an a-hole for what I said.
Oh.
I was just kidding, man. I really didn't mean it. I just thought it was funny. Hell.
It was.
A little bit.
yeah, we've got prizes. I don't know You guys probably don't have to read the liner thing, but yeah, we got some sponsors on board. We're giving away like healthy gourmet meals when you sign up. You get free meals, and yeah, it's cool. We got a lot of stuff going on, so we're excited about that. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in here. I appreciate you riding the camel.
I'm trying to lose weight, but I'm trying to eat less meals. So I don't want free meals.
Well, they're healthy. They're like they're kind of like, remember MyFitFoods before they went under?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's like MyFitFood meals, but it's healthy gourmet. And they have a pulled pork.
Uh-huh.
Really good.
Okay.
I mean, I know you, the barbecue aficionado, probably wouldn't like it. I thought it was really good.
Well, all right.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you're the boiled steak aficionado, so.
Sous vide.
Oh,
you make it sound so unfancy when you say it.
You cook the steak in water. I'm just.
That stuff really works, though.
Yeah, I know.
Even cook all around.
I tell
it's
you
okay.
what.
Y'all can have that.
I'm going to have you and Annie over for dinner one night. I'm going to make you sous vide steaks, medium rare, and I promise you it'll be one of the
first
best
of all,
steaks you've had.
I'm a grown man. I don't need my steak medium rare.
Well, I'll make it rare then.
I don't want my steak to be cooked in water.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I want my steak the same way the caveman cooked dinosaur steaks on an open flame.
I said the same thing you said when Tyler was telling me about sous vide, because we were talking about cooking steaks. And I said, boiling your steak sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then I did it, and it's the best steak I've ever made and eaten. By far.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. Don't be so close-minded.
You're probably burning all your other steaks.
No, what? I cook them all medium
rare. Cook them on the microwave? On a Foreman grill?
What is that?
Yeah.
What is that, four minutes in the microwave on high? Is that what it is?
He's got a rice cooker. He just drops it in there and pushes the button, and like when it starts smoking, he flips it over.
That's it. How do you know?
I know you. I know you, buddy.
Oh, well, good luck, and we'll be rooting for you. And all kidding aside, love your guys' show before us. You too, Joel.
He just had to say that.
Yeah.
You too, Joel.
All right, we're going to take a quick
Joel's going to be so mad that you came in after and he, no one, Fred didn't
the only
ask
time
him
he ever
stay.
Came in, you asked him about pooping for 15 minutes.
Well, no, I'm excited.
Oh, we're going to do crosstalk? Yeah. How much do you poop? Really?
I mean, that was a serious poop. What's going on here? And it was so fast. Masterful. He's a master of it.
I actually just got this read that I have to go do about the event, and I thought, you know what, this will be cool. We can talk about one of my favorite places, Sam Houston Race Park, and Barry's going to be out there, so that's going to be a great Friday night. If you're looking for something to do a week from tomorrow, make your plans now.
Yep, come out. It's going to be fun.
All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls. I want to thank Barry for hanging around there and talking about his camel experience. Can't wait to see it. I am so excited for racing to start back up. Next Friday night.
It's almost time.
Well, I know you like it because it's right next to you.
It's a nice drive.
You don't have to drive very far. Although there have been a couple of times where the traffic's been so damn bad, it's taking you forever to get 2 miles. But no, really excited about that, and we'll be diving in full force next Friday night with the show out there from 4 to 7. I'll be out there from 7 to 9. We'll have some guests. We'll have Barry on the camel. It'll be fun. So come on out and check it out. And we'll be giving away tickets for the ESPN section too. So. All good stuff. Did you see the end of the Rockets game last night and when Chris Paul pissed off Damian Lillard?
Yeah, these are things I don't care about. I
have a reason why you'll care about it.
Because the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't bet the NBA also. I mean, and if you bet the NBA, I don't feel sorry for
you. I'm thinking the only reason Damian Lillard was pissed was he had the Blazers +7 and was happy with his push.
My thought is if the roles were reversed, would people be pissed off about it here?
Probably.
That's the thing. But
if I had bet the Rockets -7, I'd be thanking him right now.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, it's one of those. First of all, I hate unwritten rules.
Yeah.
Secondly, if you lose by 9, lose by 7, who cares?
Exactly.
One way or the other. It did look kind of bush that like Chris Paul was basically sprinting down to the end of the floor trying to score that basket. But whatever. I mean, it didn't impact me at all. all I know is if when someone does that to the Rockets, Rocket fan isn't allowed to bitch and cry about it.
Right. Right. If you're defending him now.
Right.
Now, if you're
doesn't
saying,
seem like a Chris Paul move
no,
either.
It
I don't
really
know why
doesn't.
I
He's
that.
Not that kind of dude, generally, unless he bet on the Rockets.
Yep.
But, yeah, my hockey bet didn't come through last. That's one thing I hate about hockey. Leafs outshot him by 15, totally outplayed him the whole game, gave up two fluke goals and lose.
It happens.
I know. I hate that. I hate that. When I bet on you and you outplay the other team, you're supposed to win. If I don't care what happens. The other thing is that apparently Chris Paul not too happy with one of the refs. You see that one?
No, I didn't see that.
John, do we have this audio?
I don't know. It was a lot of I got a tech tonight. Yeah, Scott Foster at his finest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just never fails.
Players this year have talked about how it feels different with the rest. I know Melo talked about recently that it's just hard to communicate.
You know, some of them you can with. You got to try to figure out who you can and can't. You know, I got a tech tonight just for, I'm over there with Courtney saying, that's Scott. That's Scott. And I get a tech. You know what I mean? That's history there. So Scott, you know, be the man. That's who they pay to see.
Yeah, they pay to see Scott Foster, not Chris Paul.
Probably.
Yeah, if we know a ref's name, he's probably a bad ref.
Yeah.
Is generally how that goes.
So I did a little bit of research before the show, and there was
Look at you doing research.
Like this, New Jong.
There was an anonymous poll that was taken in 2016 about all the referees, and Scott Foster was voted the least liked referee in the league.
Okay.
And Dan Crawford was voted the most favorable ref in the league. Or the ones that the players like the most.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, Joey Crawford was second, too.
Where'd Joey Crawford rank?
No, he was second. He was second behind Dan Crawford.
Oh, he was the most liked?
Yeah.
Players?
Yeah. One of the reasons
The Rockets, I bet.
One of the reasons why they said they liked Dan Crawford was that he's pretty strict, and he kind of gives you an explanation on why he calls the things that he did, and to stop things, you know, if you're consistently doing things during the game, he would tell you to stop or he's going to call it. But he said anonymous player said that they liked his explanations, but he also goes, he's a pretty fair kind of ref. And I guess Scott Foster falls into the other side of this thing.
Hmm. David Nuno just tweeted something out that the temperature dropped 10 degrees while he was doing his shot out there today.
Yeah, you're telling me it's supposed to be real cold tonight. I don't like that.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, I'd be happy to take some calls. You can tweet the show, text the show, however you wish to get involved. You see, Yu Darvish says he's down to six teams.
Did he name the six teams?
He did name the six teams.
Let's hear him.
Well, he didn't actually say it, but he is, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Wilson of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So if this story is incorrect...
I don't believe anybody anymore.
I don't either. I'm still pissed about that one yesterday because he never came back and explained anything. If you check his Twitter line, he tweeted that out, that it was a done deal, and then he tweeted out, here's the latest.
Did he delete the original tweet saying it was done?
Still there. He said they have agreed to a deal, is what he said. And then he never came back and explained it. So, says Yu Darvish has reportedly narrowed down his potential landing spots to # Rangers,
okay,
# Yankees, # Cubs, # Twins.
Are the hashtags really necessary?
# Astros. No, they're not, but this guy's just trying to get Astros fan and Twins fan in there. I just find it irritating, so I just thought I would irritate you with it. But yeah, Rangers, Yankees, Cubs, Astros, Twins.
Isn't that five?
Yes.
You told me six.
I know. The story says six. But he said that he responded to that tweet and said that there's actually one more team in there.
But he doesn't know who that one is?
He knows, but he's not telling us.
So, I mean, I think it's the Nippon Ham Fighters.
Who fights ham? I mean, I love ham. I wouldn't fight it. I would just eat it.
I don't know if they are they. Jong, you might know this. You're Asian. Are they the Nippon Ham Fighters?
I think it's Nippon Ham.
Or the Nippon Ham company. Fighters.
Yeah. I think it's a Nippon Ham and then Fighters.
Okay. I have no idea.
You should know this. This is what we count on you for. You're our.
You run in Asian circles, John.
You're an Asian connection. Now, somebody got mad at me because I was making fun of them, calling them the Ham Fighters one time, and they said, no, it's Nippon Ham.
Fighters.
And the team is the Fighters.
Gotcha.
It's like, okay, but Ham Fighters still sounds funny to me.
I think it's Ham Fighters, right? Because there's no hyphen. There's a space. Ham Fighters? I don't know.
No.
No, I think it's Nippon Ham is the name of, like, that would be, like, the Houston
part. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like Golden State Warriors,
yeah.
Except State is Ham.
Yeah, it's not the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, no, yeah, it's Nippon Ham, and then they're the Fighters.
Okay. I always wondered about that.
I've never had Nippon Ham.
It's Fred.
What?
It's culturally insensitive. I mean, grow up.
What?
Just grow up.
They make ham, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
They make baseball. They play baseball.
I just assume it was a company, that it was like League of Their Own, where they were named after the, you know, the dairy.
Uh-huh.
I just assume Nippon Ham was like the big ham company.
You know what, though?
What?
Fred, you are actually right. They're a meat packing company.
Oh, apologize.
Let me apologize. Shut your mouth and let me apologize. I apologize. Look at it. It's raining out there all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's raining and the sun's
but
out.
But it's sunny.
What's going on here?
So it's like really, I bet you it's warm outside, but raining.
But I bet it's about to drop the temperature.
Hey, where's Juggalo Trey?
He was here this morning. He did a segment with Lance.
How come he's never here anymore for our show?
I give him some time off with more interns coming in.
I only want him for our show. I don't want to share him with other shows.
He was our find.
Yeah. Just seems like nonsense.
Hmm. Did you see, did we talk about James Franco yesterday?
Yes.
I have his interview with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys want to do it. It's about a minute and a half. They talk about his allegations, and he's going to, it's a little awkward.
Well, I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
I like awkwardness.
I do too. Awkwardness is cool.
You were wearing a Time's Up button, like a lot of guys at the show, and some women during your time on stage said that was hypocritical. They went to Twitter and said that was hypocritical based on their experiences. I wonder if you have read those tweets, and if so, how you respond to them.
Yes, I was sent a couple of the tweets, so yeah, I did read them. I haven't responded. I think, the ones I read were not accurate. But one of the things that I've learned is that this is a conversation that obviously needs to be had. There are people, women and others who have not been a part of this conversation. And I truly believe, and why I was wearing the pin, is that they need to be a part of this conversation. And, so I support that.
Ali Sheedy also had a tweet. She since took it down. I heard you mention last night on Stephen Colbert's show that you had directed her in a play. You'd had a good experience with her. Have you reached out to her as someone? And are you not curious as to why she would do that if you had, from your perspective, a good relationship with her?
I had a great relationship with her. She took the tweet down. I don't know. I really don't.
Not curious enough, though, to reach out to her as someone that you had a good relationship with before and to try to understand why she would have done that?
I don't know. It was so shocking. I don't know. I guess I'm just letting it be.
It goes on for another 2 minutes or so, but then at the end, Seth Meyers is like, I'd like to thank you for talking about this on the show today. Let's move on when we come back. Let's move on to your movie.
Am I the only one who finds that unlikely?
No.
That he wouldn't reach out to her? I don't know. It seems like I just haven't reached out. I don't know why. I'm just going to let it sit. Now, if someone like accused me of something like that and I didn't do it, if I did do it, I wouldn't reach out to her. I'd block her on Twitter. But if I did do it, or if I didn't do it, I'd reach out to her and say, hey, what's going on here? I thought we were cool, and now you're telling people I shoved your head onto my dong. That's not cool.
You know what? I would just ignore it, I think, because they're just trying to get attention. And if it's not true, there's nothing you can say that's going to hurt me. So I'm kind of okay with him doing that. And I just won't be cool with you anymore.
Yeah, I guess.
But I can't imagine James Franco would need to sexually harass anyone.
Yeah.
He's a handsome man.
Well, I would assume the same thing about all the football players that have been doing all that stuff too, but it's more of a psychological thing, I think.
Harvey what about Weinstein, Bill Cosby?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you see what he was accused of? That's the other thing. It says he had four former students said his behavior became predatory during a sex scene. He shot with several actresses for his movie The Long Home, in which he removed protective plastic guards covering their bodies while simulating oral sex.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to think of that.
So, like, he was supposed to not really have oral sex with them?
He was doing a sex scene where he was pretending to.
And then he really did?
No, he didn't. He just removed the cover. Like, they have a plastic cover that they wear while you're pretending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't, like, dive back in after
that's not the cover. No, they're not. They're saying simulating it.
Okay.
So. Okay. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's a burrito.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I always thought if you were really handsome like James Franco, it was considered flirting.
I don't think it's flirting and when you shove someone's head onto your dong.
Well, she deleted that tweet, so...
Maybe it didn't happen now?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to believe anymore. Like, I'll believe Harvey Weinstein because he's a creepy old dude. But some of these, I just find it hard to believe with James Franco.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like steroids. You know, is there anybody that would shock you?
Well, no. No. I'm trying to think if there is anyone in Hollywood that if it came out about him, I'd be like, what?
Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
That would surprise me.
That might surprise me. But, I mean, oh, he'd be buried.
Yeah. I mean, when I say Tim Tebow, I think even sexual harassment would surprise me with him.
Yeah.
Sexual assault, I can't even see that.
I don't know.
That's all I got.
I like to give dudes benefit of the doubt, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, and... I also think there's a lot of false accusations out there, though. I'm not going to, it's just it's a mess.
So me and Michael talked about, like, this situation on our podcast this week.
Very well done, John.
Yeah, when the whole Stan Lee thing came out. And I was trying to remove myself as a fan of Stan Lee's. And we went over the accusations to Stan Lee. And I said, it's hard for me to grasp something like this coming out when he's 95. And now we're just kind of, I'm going to wait a couple of weeks to see if more accusations come out. But I feel like this is something that I don't believe. Like the Harvey Weinstein stuff, I believe because there's so many, there's multiple accusations. Same with the, I guess the Matt Lauer stuff. And then same with the Bill Cosby. That stuff is believable. But for some reason, I cannot buy the Stan Lee stuff because the things that he's 95 and this is the first time we've heard of anything like this come out. In his lifetime. Am I wrong to think that way?
No, because sometimes when you get old, you just become delusional and you start doing things that you normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, and a lot of people did say that if he has lost his filter, that it might be a sign of dementia.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Like, when my grandpa got really old, he pooped his pants. And, I don't think he did it on purpose. And I don't think, he's been pooping his pants his whole life and just hiding it really well from us. I think, sometimes you just get old. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You know more about being old than me, Fred.
Well, I haven't started doing any of that yet, but no, I mean...
There was that one time.
No, not sure I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't know what you're... yeah.
I really don't know what you're talking about. I have no clue. So, yes, what about Joel Osteen? That would shock me 0%.
No.
So he said, no one thought Tiger Woods would have done what he did. What? All Tiger Woods didn't sexually harass anybody. Tiger Woods just
He had a side piece.
Side pieces.
Professional athlete with side piece. That surprised you?
That's everyday stuff, hey, man.
Welcome to reality, sir. Yeah, Tim Tebow's not married. That's the only reason. I don't know. Yeah, I think people have too high of expectations for people.
Especially athletes. Well, and actors, too. Trust me, these athletes all have, a lot of them have side pieces in every city they play in.
But what's that guy in Memphis that he's a pastor at like a mega church.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have this, by the way.
That's unbelievable.
Give me a sec. Okay. You can set up the backstory.
Yeah. So basically this Andy Savage, who is a pastor at a mega church, basically apologized for sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl in 1998 when he was the youth minister at a church in Houston.
I got this.
All right.
As a college student on staff at a church in Texas more than 20 years ago, I regretfully had a sexual incident with a female high school senior in the church. I apologized and sought forgiveness from her, her parents, her discipleship group, the church staff, and the church leadership, who informed the congregation. In agreement with wise counsel, I took every step to respond in a biblical way. I resigned from ministry and moved back home to Memphis. I accepted full responsibility for my actions. I was and remain very remorseful. There has never been another situation remotely similar in my life before or after that occurrence. This incident was dealt with in Texas 20 years ago, but in the last few days it has been presented to a wider audience. I was wrong, and I accepted responsibility for my actions. In hindsight, I see that more could have been done for Jules. I am truly sorry more was not done. Until now, I did not know there was unfinished business with Jules. So today I say, Jules, I am deeply sorry for my actions 20 years ago. I was and remain sorry for my sin. I am sorry to Jules, to her family, to my family, to my church family, both then and now. And most of all, to the Lord. Since then, I have tried to live my life in keeping with that original act of repentance. For any painful memories or fresh wounds this has created for anyone, I'm sorry. And I humbly ask for your forgiveness. I love you all very much.
Yeah. And then they clap for him.
What the hell?
So basically what happened, the story is this chick, Jules Woodson, wrote a blog about this, this is why it's coming out now. Basically said that this pastor offered to drive her home from church, but first took her to a wooded area off a dirt road and had her perform oral sex on him. On Sunday, the guy he didn't tell people what took place in 1998, but he did tell them that he had sinned, taken responsibility for it, and never kept it a secret. He said that Ms. Woodson took her story public. He believed that her episode had been dealt with in Texas. And as you heard, he said, I didn't know there was unfinished business. In a phone interview, Jules Woodson said she was in disbelief watching the video. She said, it's disgusting. She said that the episode had not been dealt with because it had never been reported to law enforcement authorities. On Monday, she said she reported it that day, speaking with a detective in Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, which is obviously just north of Houston. A Sheriff's Department spokesperson did not return a call and an email seeking comment on Monday. It's not clear whether the case could be investigated. Unfortunately, in Texas, most sexual assault crimes have a statute of limitations that would be up by now, which I don't understand that. Like, murder is the only thing that's got a statute of limitations on it. How anything sexual assault especially when it comes to children and things like that. I mean, because, you know, sometimes it takes a long time for people to come to grips with this kind of stuff. But she said, I just hope that by me coming forward that I would give courage to one other person. It doesn't matter if I was the only victim. What matters is this was a big problem and continues to go on. She said she decided to come forward with her story after glancing at the front page of USA Today in December. It was about the dismissal of Matt Lauer. And later that day, she sent an email to Mr. Savage at his church Do you remember that night you were supposed to drive me home from church and instead drove me to a deserted back road and sexually assaulted me? Miss Woodson thought he would respond. She thought he might apologize. More than a month later, when there was still no reply, she decided to go public with her story. And she recounted that night in 1998 and how she said he asked her to unbutton her shirt so he could touch her chest. Miss Woodson wrote that after 5 minutes together in the parked truck, he ran out of the truck to the other side, got on his knees, and begged her not to tell anyone about what had happened. You have to take this to the grave with you, he said. This is, and then Larry Cotton, who's an associate pastor of the church, urged her to stay quiet when she told him what happened. He later left that church and became a director of a church in Austin. And now that that's come out, he's been put on administrative leave from that church. Basically said that they're investigating his qualification for his current role of leadership. But this dude basically admitted that he sexually assaulted a teenage girl.
And gets a standing ovation.
What? I don't get it.
You know who he sounded like? Remember when Rick Pitino did his press conference about the where he kept saying, the incident 6 years ago. You hear how many times he said 20 years ago? At least 3 times. It's just, that's an old technique to try to deflect things.
Yep.
So it's 20 years ago. It doesn't mean anything, basically, is what he's saying. That's why they cheered him.
Lamont says, do you believe George H.W. groped teenage girls because he admitted it? It doesn't surprise me. These dudes that have these crazy powerful positions, yeah, I'm not surprised by any of that stuff.
I just expect things, frankly. But, and it doesn't surprise me in a church. I mean, that's organized religion, especially at the highest level. There's all kinds of stuff that goes on. Most of the people that are running these mega churches are not, I mean, they're just basically criminals, frankly. Yeah. And,
am I coming across as down today?
We just had a couple of topics where it was a
you know
what? Down.
Well, you know, we come back. Let's do something.
I mean, that's a disappointing topic. I mean, oh, yeah. I'm not going to be he so assaulted her. Yeah. I mean, that would be weird.
Well, I'm bummed about the James Franco thing because
I am too.
I kind of like James Franco.
No, you're not down. You took a couple of jabs at Fred and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm jovial.
Yeah. You asked us. You asked me if I knew what that ham thing was.
Well.
And then when I was wrong, Fred, I apologized, right?
Yeah, which I think is the first time you've ever done that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I talked about a time that I remembered that apparently you don't, that you poop your pants.
Yeah, you just made that up completely.
One of us is wrong for sure. I don't know if it's me or you, but one of us is surely wrong.
No, you're thinking of Jong telling the story.
Jong pooped his pants?
Yes. You don't remember he told that story on air?
When was that, Jong?
I have no recollection of this.
Recollection's a made-up word, first of all.
Recollection.
No, we had that segment. It was Jong that talked about it.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was you. I thought it was at work, too.
No. What the hell? You can't just say stuff and make stuff up and act like it's true.
Why not? That's funny.
You're not the president of the United States.
Sure.
No kidding.
Steve Bannon pooped his pants. I saw it. All right, guys. New year. And, hey, Fred, if you don't like it, you can get a new job, okay? You don't like me making up those stories, you can get a new job. My computer career can get you a new job. You could, if you're not happy in your job, you hate your co-host, and he accuses you of pooping your pants when you didn't, maybe you should consider a career in IT. Maybe you weren't the best student in high school. Maybe you weren't great with computers. Maybe you weren't great with math. They don't care about that. That's what they're going to teach you. It's my computer career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Make new year, new career your resolution and take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Fred. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato today. It'll be Charlie Palillo tomorrow. And if you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. And next week, SportsMap's going to move into a new phase that I think everyone will love. So,
oh, phase two, we call it?
This is phase two.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, we'll do phase three, hopefully by the end of March.
Yeah.
And at that point, we'll have a fully operational Death Star.
Yes.
First off, several people saying it was...
And you said there's going to be naked chicks working there, right?
No, no, because this is the AW world. Oh. We can't do that. I can't even talk.
You always talked about what you would do if you were ever running a business.
Yeah, I would have an intern sex room.
Yeah, now that the time's come, you're pretty lame, because
AW has ruined it for us. Now, you know, consensual sex, of course.
There's going to be a consensual sex room?
Well, I'd like to have... Well, I call it my office.
Conjugal visits.
Yeah, there's nothing consensual happening in your office.
No. Especially my boss's girlfriends used to come on to me, put their hands on me inappropriately, tell me they weren't wearing panties, things like that from Philly.
That happens to me all the time.
That never happens to me. A lot of people mentioned John got food poisoning and pooped his pants last year. It was a sketchy Exxon.
Oh, no.
You're right.
That was right before your prostate exams. Remember that word?
Fred.
That's right.
Fred, I apologize.
You're 0 for 2 today, dude.
Listen to me. I sincerely apologize. And I thought you pooped your pants.
For the incident that happened 20 minutes ago.
I thought you pooped your pants.
Not even 20 minutes ago.
I thought it was in an elevator in Vegas, but it was...
Nope.
It wasn't you.
Nope.
Fred didn't poop his pants. It was Jong who pooped his pants.
Yeah, I pooped and threw up at the same time.
And you threw away the underwear, right?
No, I didn't.
No? You kept them?
I washed it.
Oh.
You know, I...
What did you do with them at the time?
What do you mean, what did I do at the time? It was all water.
I know, but like, did you just keep wearing them?
No. This was like at her house.
I know. So you washed them there?
Yeah.
Did she know you pooped your pants?
Remember, she was laughing at me. Remember the story?
Yeah, that's why Jesse says, he ate something bad and had the squirts. That was the time he knew his girl was the one because she stuck around even after he did that.
You're right.
Jeez. Yeah, see, now look what you've let him do.
I don't care.
Oh, well.
He didn't feel it. It surprised him.
I got to tell you, your obsession with poo really starting to concern me.
Did you, or AJ?
No, AJ. Okay. Did you get pooed as a kid or something? Because you seem obsessed
with
it.
What do you mean,
did I get pooed? Did someone hurl poo on you? I don't know. You just seem completely fascinated with poo.
I've always liked poop stories. I think they're funny. I think poop is really funny.
Okay.
I mean, it's really gross, but it's also really funny. Mm-hmm.
I think you should talk to a therapist about this.
Right, listen, John pooped his pants. I need the therapist.
Well, he was sick. It happens. In fact, that whole show, people admitted several that the same thing had happened to them before. So,
oh, not me.
Now, the closest I ever came was during a 10K when I was having stomach problems and I had to stop. But I got to one of the. That's the worst. Is a porta potty when you got to go in a porta potty. I mean,
that's bad.
I mean, that is.
Although there was a time when I was in the Army, man, if I saw a porta potty, that was like, it looked like an oasis.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, when you're out, you've been pooping in the in a hole that you dug. You do that for about a week and a half. You see a porta potty. It's like, oh, my God, look what we stumbled upon.
Yeah, that's how I felt about the Exxon.
Yeah. Oh, gas station bathrooms. Dude, you are.
Oh, it was horrible.
Man, that is like a last resort.
I mean.
And then some.
You know me, any public to poop in a public restroom, it's got to be emergent.
Except for Buc-ee's.
Okay, Buc-ee's, I will poop at a Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
But even then, only if it's pretty dire. Like, if I think I'm not going to make it to my destination, I kind of have to poop. I'll just sit here and see what happens. No, not at Buc-ee's. No, not anywhere. I mean, that's a... And then there's people here who, like, who poop in our bathroom all the time.
Yeah, that's
vile. I mean, because you go in our bathroom, there's pee on the seats. There's pee on top of the urinal. There's food items there. I mean, we've seen used to be a trash can filled with
poopy
toilet paper.
That doesn't happen anymore now that Deportes isn't here.
Well, they also removed the the toilet the trash cans from the stalls.
Yeah. Well. Oh well. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
When I'm about to poop, I go to the potty, pull my underwear down, and then I sit and wait. Sit and wait. Sit and wait until the poop plops down.